I think from the CETA perspective, this has been just an outstanding symposium this morning. The materials kept going. I think we've heard what we expected to hear. My feeling is our audience that was here hopefully benefited a lot from this. But I think we should have been talking as well to a number of students. There were some students in here from time to time who can see what's going on, and maybe as they go into these jobs, they can help shape thinking. Certainly faculty members, those of you who are here, hope you take back some good ideas on how to best mentor students for potential job markets in the future and the changes that are coming. Just jotted down a few of the major issues that we've talked about, and we've gone over a number of these in our discussions. Relevance of entomology departments in the university. We heard that even though we have high success in our grantsmanship, maybe the highest in the university or second as colleges, that's not enough because we have this low overhead issue, which leads us into this issue that we've also covered time and again, and probably should cover more, the applied versus the basic. And I appreciate the questions, and Gary, your comments were right to the point. We do have struggle with balancing applied and basic, but in fact, in my department, and I'm sure in most of your departments, our basic research is directed on insect issues or against insect problems that are insects that have real problem areas in agriculture and other areas, other commodity areas. So we're doing work with real pest problems. We don't do so much of the Drosophila basic research that goes in other departments and zoology departments, genetic departments, and so forth. And we benefit from that work, but we tend to work with real world insects in our work. And I think that's a good formula for continuing success as entomology departments. Can we meet the needs? Sonny mentioned that there are probably going to be 100 jobs opening up in the next year or two across the 40 or so entomology departments. That's just in the universities. Mike mentioned the needs that are going to be coming on in industry. The government, Ernest Dell is going to have their needs, which he indicated. So I think our bigger concern is, are we going to be able to meet those needs with the small pool of students, which we've heard are dwindling to some extent? Quality students, the pool is going to get more and more stressed. And there are going to be parts of the hiring pool that will be able to take a bigger share than the others. We were told by Sharon that we're going to have to change to stay relevant. And there's no question that this is going to be true. How much that change is, whether it's as drastic as she had us believe, I'm not sure that I'm as doomsday as maybe that. But there's no question we're going to have to change and keep our information relevant to the needs of those who want to hire our students from the land-grant systems. The issue of critical mass, are we going to be able to keep critical masses in our various institutions to be able to continue to produce the entomology students of the future and remain viable as entomology departments, or even as combined entomology departments with other disciplines? This applies to all of us, even the non-land-grant university systems. And it was refreshing for me to hear information on the non-land-grant university systems. I wasn't really aware that there were that many institutions out there. Kind of disappointed that only 11 of them have entomology in them, if that's what I heard correctly. But nevertheless, those numbers are dwindling as well, just as they are in some of our own institutions. It was interesting to hear from prospective employers in the various job markets. Universities will be changing But the needs and the changes that we will make will be dictated in to some extent by the needs of our the potential employers for our students. So the comments from industry were particularly interested. We were told by Mike about this concept of transferable skills, the soft skills, and this came up again in a number of presentations. This is something that we don't factor in to our thinking so much as our doing, and hopefully we are bringing some of those skills to our students. But having been told about their importance, maybe we can take that back in our mentoring processes with our faculty and students as well. It was interesting. I'm glad to hear that the government is, you know, basically feels that we're training the types of people that that are needed there. And I'm sure the needs will change over time, and we'll be changing with them to meet those needs. We do have this this concern about commodity-related faculty in the applied area. And in a state like California, like Florida, like North Carolina, several others where your commodity diversity is up in the 50, 70, 100 or more commodities that all have entomology problems. Being able to meet commodity needs is a real problem at the extension and applied research end of our programs. So as these types of positions come open, and they tend to be those positions that do not generate the high revenue or high overhead revenue, many of our administrators tend to want to move those positions out and replace them with, if they're replaced at all, replace them with positions that will generate high levels of income. But we have also heard good arguments as to, I think from Carl, turnover is good. You have the opportunity when you have turnover to replace old skills with new skills, but it's bad in that it does sometimes create shortages in, if those positions are not replaced. So finally, I guess the distance education, John's comments, Steve's comments, certainly I think all of us are getting more and more involved in distance education. Great opportunities here for meeting those shortages that were talked about earlier. Every institution can't have a toxicologist or a pathologist, various fields. Distance education may be a way for us to work together as institutions. As John mentioned, we're doing that with Florida in the area of regulatory science now, and beginning to do some multi-university instruction, where each institution can generate their own credit hours through the instruction at a given institution, rather than having to do the same thing at both institutions. Finally, the comments on diversity. Gary, I think we're very much to the point, and it's very refreshing to see that some progress is being made. It certainly doesn't feel like it sometimes at our individual institutions, but nationally it looks like the trend is moving forward. So hopefully the pool of minority faculty, students and faculty, will continue to increase positively, and we can get balances in our faculty as we move forward. I guess I would again open it up to any discussion, but we have had excellent discussion on a number of these points at the breaks that we've had for discussion in our various sessions. But anyone wants to bring any particular issues up, like to get input from other members of the audience, please do so. Otherwise, thank you all.